Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Life goes on day after day.
That's Jerry and the Pacemakers bringing us back. That's Jerry with a G, by the way. If you're Googling them, welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Having a great visit with our good friend Andrew Sherman. Andrew is an attorney with Jones Day, senior partner with Jones Day, a law firm there, and which is a pretty big operation. He's the author of many books, most of which we've launched on this show over the last 14 years. He's the author of the new book, Essays on Governance, and that's what we've been talking about. Andrew, thanks again for hanging out with us. Three things, and congratulations again on the book, by the way. Three quotes that I want to offer you I use a lot in my show and at different times, sometimes all three at the same time, and I built a chapter around them in my next book, and it's a concept of transparency, integrity, and ethics. Socrates said, the greatest way to live your life is to be in reality what you appear to be, transparency. Albert Camus said, integrity has no need of rules. And Lynn Morella, one of our ethics experts, says, ethics is devotion to the unenforceable. Now, if you could take those three things and start every corporate meeting with those three watchwords, what do you think? Well, I think if we could stick to those, we'd be in pretty good shape, wouldn't we?
We would. My favorite of the three is the middle one.
Exactly.
That's the one that speaks to the message of the book the closest. That's the one that says, hey, you know what, if people would do the right things all the time and act with integrity, we probably wouldn't need a lot of these rules, regulations, court cases, lawsuits, investigators. I mean, the problem is that we don't, and therefore, you know, we wind up in an over-regulated environment.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And so talk to us about, if you could imagine anyone picking up this book, not just corporate executives, but small business CEOs, shareholders, anyone, you know, running a local charity or anything like that, what would you like for them to know about the book?
Well, I think one of the things I'm proudest of is the contributions of my guest authors, guest essayists. We tried to look at this topic of governance and say, you know what, as much as people think about the law and regulation and court cases and SEC investigations when it comes to governance, there's a lot of other aspects of governance. There's, you know, the fiduciary duty around making sure that the company's technology is working. There's the fiduciary duty around making sure that people are compensated well and fairly. There's the fiduciary duty of making sure that the culture is healthy. There's the fiduciary duty of making sure that crisis management is in place when bad things happen to the company. There's the fiduciary duty, which ties back to the harvesting book, of making sure that the company adopts principles of innovation. So one of the things I did, you know, in kind of chapters 18 through 31 is I invited some of the smartest people I knew on various aspects of governance and said, hey, can you contribute? Can you write something that's very, you know, topic specific, but that board members need to read? I mean, you take the chapter on understanding the role of the CFO and the financial lens. Do you know how many board members worldwide sit at the top of sophisticated boards of directors and to this day cannot read a set of financial statements, not
right.
even close?
Right. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Well, and you'd be amazed how many small business owners still aren't good at that. They don't even produce them themselves. But see, these are the kinds of perspectives, folks. If you've got a business, a growing business, and you're imagining yourself having a CFO, you're going to hire a CFO. You're going to, maybe you already have a board of some kind, and you'd like to upgrade your board a little bit. Maybe you'd even like to get into a position where you could accept some investor capital, maybe, or something like that. Or you're starting to take loans, get loans with a bank that have certain covenants. These chapters that Andrew you're talking about would be really good for people to have in their head when they do these things.
Absolutely. And, you know, I know we only have a couple minutes left in the segment. We have an election coming
30
up.
Seconds.
There's a lot of stuff in this book that I would like all of these candidates, not just our two big candidates, but, I mean, candidates running for office
right.
all over the country.
Right.
I mean, at the state and local level. I mean, these are all positions of leadership, all
yep.
positions of fiduciary. They are dealing with the most precious asset that we have as a country, and that is our taxpayer dollars.
And our trust.
Yes.
Yeah. Andrew, I got to wrap it up. Congratulations again on the book. The book is called Essays on Governance, Andrew J. Sherman. Andrew, come back again real soon.
You know I will.
We'll see you next time. Congratulations again. Andrew Sherman, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I'll be back after the news. I'm Jim Blassingame reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.